it's a great day for the club. It's a great day for all involved. You know, it was a big game today for Ravine, and Conway came down, needed a point. We needed to win. I think you know, it was 100% right result. Then we were at it from the early off, and missed a few chances first half, and then scored early on second half. You know, and then got the second with 2 minutes over. Conway going back. No, it's just fantastic for the club. It's fantastic for my wife Deirdre, my daughter Kiva, all the balls, Marty, John Joe's son there, and Peggy as well. It's brilliant. It's a great day.
Huge home support, Huey, by all accounts. Let's talk us through the end of that match. You were 2-0 up, and a goal from Brandon McLafferty and Bernard McGettigan. Convoy got one goal in. That made it 2-1. And don't forget, remember, a draw would have done Convoy. So talk to me about your feelings approaching the injury time and throughout injury time. I'm sure the word pressure comes to mind.
Oh, it was crazy stuff. I think Bernard scored with, I think it was maybe 18 minutes left, and a great goal, you know, and we kind of maybe over-celebrated, you know, we kind of went a bit mad, but these are fair to Conway. Then they kind of dug, they'd come back at us, and they scored with, I think it was 4 minutes left at the clock, and I was thinking, oh God, I said, Jesus, it's been a long 10 minutes now, but to be fair, the boys, hey, they dug deep, man for man, they were brilliant, and I think we got a free kick kind of that in the 95th minute, and Marty asked the referee, as long as he asked the referee says, had her out, and that's it. So Marty just kicked out of the park, and even blew the whistle. So no, it's a great day for the club. Look, as I said, it was a long 10 minutes at the end there, but it's fantastic. It's a fantastic day. It's great. It's great for the wee club. You know, it's like we're a small club, and people might say it's only Division 2 and of a Sunday league, but hey, we're more than happy with it. And the players, like all the boys, they're all local lads. Like they're. We have nobody's might say the area playing position. It's all local lads, and I think that we mentioned to our keeper Sean Forrest. Sean got injured and training on Thursday night last week, and he missed today. He tore his Achilles, and there's a big loss for him, you know, and our captain Sparky, big loss for him too. Then the two boys would have been mad to play today, but I think the boys did the proud, you know, so it's great. And Brendan Fielding came in both today, hasn't played a game all year, and he was superb today for some. It's great. Just powerful.
Brilliant stuff indeed, Huey. Talk us about the league itself. 18 games you played, 14 wins, 2 draws and 2 defeats, 44 points. And if you'd tell Huey Walsh at the start of the season 14 wins, I'm sure it's something that you would have certainly took.
Oh, 100%. As I say, we riled down here big time on Gaelic, you know, and the boys, to be fair, them, like to play Gaelic in the summertime, then they play soccer. Back to Gaelic, like the boys have no respite, you know. But to be fair, we're lucky this year. The league didn't start to be the first week of October, and we had a full set team from the off. Like last year, our first 5 games we had 5 points. This year we had 15 points. Like we won our first 7 games and went to Convoy before Christmas and drew 3 each. And you know, I mean, it was like things were going really well. Now, to be fair to West Strand, after Christmas, West Strand beat us in Ross Park, and Drumahal took a point off us in Ross Park, and I thought the chance of going, you know. But the boys dug deep again, like, and the training's been immense all year. Like we married just training there, and he's for like we're 16, 20 training every week, and like to thank Mufford for that. Mufford, we use Mufford AstroTurf from Thursday night from 8:30 to 10 o'clock, and fair play Noel, like he's sourced out. But like we dug deep, and then like, we're kind of it was in our own hands there a month ago, and we beat the Letterbarra, and then we thought the chance had gone, and then Letterbarra went and beat Convoy the week after, so. Like as I say, in that game today, it was a winner takes all. I was kind of more happy to go into the game needing to win, because I thought if sometimes when you don't need a point, you sit back and you wait for things to happen. But from the off today, the boys were brilliant from the first whistle today, and it's just it's nice, especially for the boys. So they worked hard all year. It's nice for the end of the season.
From the outside looking in, you look at Fannin United, not too far from you guys, winning the Premier Division last season, and then you did touch on it, the GAA of Fannin Gaels as well. It's your turn today, Huey, and I'm sure a lot of work from the local community, and you spoke about it during the week, a lot of key people, a big effort down through the season, and not just this season.
Oh, hey, 100%. I think it's just, like I say, we're a small club. Like we've James Martin there, who's been with us for 40-odd years, like Dandy. He's an assistant manager, but with us year in, year out. Marty does training, my wife, my daughter, like, you know, in, we're a small, we're very close knit. Like, as I see there today, like, when you talk about teams being close knit, like, we had a father and son, Sparky and Brandon, we had Marty and Callum, we had Killian and Andy, we had brothers then, we had Johnny, Sparky, Brandon, you know what I mean? We're very close knit, you know, and it's a proud day for the club. It's a proud day, you know, it's lovely for, God rest John Joe. We lost John Joe 3 years ago, and it was a big hit for the club, you know, and like John Joe was the heartbeat of this club for years and years, and it's nice today that a memory of John Joe that we go over the line, you know, was, there will be no club here without John Joe or Peggy Dickett here for that. So it's just, it's lovely for them. It's a good day all round.
Finally, Hughie, before I let you go, obviously returning to Division 1 and style as champions, between now and then, a lot of celebrating to be done, I'm sure.
Well, we'll have a few drinks tonight down, we're in the village here tomorrow, we'll have a few drinks and we'll maybe a few drinks tomorrow too, maybe. But no, look, I say the boys will knuckle around into Gaelic, they'll have a full season of Gaelic to play, and look, we'll hopefully add one or two players to this panel and keep our local as we can, and maybe just next year give it a rattle again, because, you know, I mean, there's plenty of talent in a football club, you know. It's a great wee town, and great support here in Kerry. I think there's nearly 200 people that came today. It's great to see, you know, it's a great day, and I say commercials all the convoy, great Johnny Duck, great season them too, morning. But look, we'll enjoy it now. We'll have a few pints of tennis and we'll have the crack, and I'm sure the cup will be filled a few times, and maybe tomorrow morning we'll be back at it. But I say from next week on then, it's about knuckling down again for next season and getting things organised, you know, so please God,